The U.S. Postal Service is expected to propose a new service schedule today. It will likely cut Saturday mail delivery. Other changes include closing some branches and expanding self-service kiosks. We've got Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick with us for the details. Todd, is it budgetary concerns that are causing the post office to cut Saturday deliveries?
Budgetary, Celeste. And the bottom line is not good for the post office. They posted about a $4 billion loss in 2009. Their total debt is about $10 billion. The post office, contrary to popular belief, doesn't get taxpayer revenue. They operate like a business on the revenue side, but unlike a business, they're not allowed to close post offices that don't perform well, because if you lived in an area that was, you know, that didn't make a lot of money, you wouldn't be well served. And the point of the post office is to serve everyone. So they take in money, but they can't cut costs the way other people do.
But the post office argument is that people just are not sending as much mail anymore because they're using email and text message and Twitter and everything else.
It's the internet age. So yes, people are preferring to pay their bills online, do a lot of their banking online, things that they would have ordinarily turned to the post office to do. Snowstorms in Washington might have helped. You know, some of the postal workers didn't show up at our house during the snowstorm, so maybe they saved some money there.
Okay, Todd Zwillick is the Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks, Todd.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.